ages, history has been altered by word of mouth and the misrepresentation of those who might not have been present when some of the world's most significant events took place. Channelers Barry and Connie Strom bring through the spirits of those who actually witnessed or took part in these historical events and lets them tell their stories in their own words. Welcome to Channeling History. And now, here are your hosts, Barry and Connie Strom.
Good evening, everybody, and I'd like to welcome you to Channeling History. By now, you should know that we're the only show where we speak to the souls that made things happen, and we're brought to you in the Parax Radio Network. I'm Barry Strom, your host, and I'll be doing the channeling tonight. Last week, we were going to talk about predictions, but I managed to catch another lung infection and had to cancel the show. So tonight, we're going to do a type of combination.
And I'm Connie Strom, your co-host, and I would also like to welcome you to our show. Tonight, we're going to talk about the future with our master guide, Laura. We'll begin with discussing time on the other side and then try to get some insight into what will take place in the future. We will also be channeling with Archangel Orion to speak about our future with extraterrestrials and Archangel Metatron to discuss the future for humans. All of our channeling history videos are available on our YouTube channel. The channel is in the name of Barry Strom and now has over 555 videos. If you'd like to download the videos, just go to Podomatic.com and search Channeling History. So please tell your friends about us so we can continue to grow our audience.
Now, this week, I posted one of the most important videos ever on our YouTube channel. I posted images of what Jesus really looked like in life, the way the resurrection actually took place, and used the evidence from the Shroud of Turin to provide his image and what took place during that resurrection. The video will give you absolute proof that Jesus walked the earth and that only God has the power to resurrect. Just go to our YouTube channel and please see this amazing video and feel free to share it with anyone. I really think it's one of the best that I've ever done. So let's do a short disclaimer and then we'll get on with the show. I don't want anyone taking actions on information given through our channelings tonight. The opinions or statements voiced on the show are the channeled words of the Spirit and do not necessarily reflect our opinions. It was the Parax Network, or of our sponsors. Now, before we channel, we also say a prayer of protection. So, Connie's going to say the prayer, and we'll begin to get on with our show and talk to the spirits and angelic ghosts that we have lined up for tonight.
God, please grant us your wisdom and protection. Grant us the knowledge that we can handle and keep us safe from all things that will harm us. Keep the messages positive, pure love. Keep us safe from our egos. We ask these things in the light of the seen, the unseen, and the honesty of God.
Okay, tonight we're going to start with our master guide, Laura. She always gives us a good background, so that is where we're going to begin. Connie?
Okay, Laura, thank you so much for always being here to help us. Is there time on the other side?
There is no time as you know it on the other side. We are simply energies. So there is really no need for time. Time is something for humans. It is something that helps humans determine how long they will be on Earth. You see, God needed some time of way of keeping track. So time is what you have on the planet. He doesn't want humans to live forever. And once you're over on this side, you can make your decision never to return and simply stay where you are. Humans, shall we say, need to be reprogrammed on a regular basis. So that is why we have time.
Why is there no time on the other side, but there is on Earth?
There's no need for it. Once you're on this side, you're an energy. You do not really learn lessons over here. You simply exist in the manner in which you want to exist. But when you return as a human, there needs to be some way to regulate how long your incarnate life lasts. So, therefore, God invented time.
Can you see the future from over there?
Yes. We can see the future and we can see the past. But we see the future as of this instant based on the decisions that are currently taking place. Now, there's some leeway there, but basically that is the way it happens. We need to be able to see the near future in order to prepare your life plans. If we did not have an idea what you needed to learn and how to respond to those lessons, then it would be very difficult.
What is the relationship of the level or realm on which your soul resides in heaven and what your soul sees of the past and future?
The higher that you are in the realms of heaven, the better you can see the past and the future. There are many, many benefits to being to the upper realms. If you're in the lower realms, you have no idea what the past and the future have been. When you're in the lower realms, your family members have got to come down to visit you. You really lose contact with the realities that are taking place in the world. But as you rise, so do your abilities. When you are on the seventh level, then you have great abilities to see the future and you have great abilities to see the past. You can see all of your past lives and you can decide the time frame when you want to return. But those are not gifts. They are items that have to be learned through multiple lifetimes.
Laura, how accurate is the future that you see from heaven?
It is actually quite accurate. We see things, and we can see when there are going to be major decisions that affect the histories of the world to come. But we do not always have the ability to analyze exactly what is going to take place as a result of those decisions. We see the future as a time, as a segment of time. It may be that we can see it for 20 or 30 years to the future, but the further into the future that we get, the more hazy the results of the decisions that will be made. For instance, we can see if there's going to be a major war sometime into the future. There are many souls that specialize in military lifetimes. A good example would be General Patton. He returns when he sees that there is going to be a need for his military leadership and abilities. So he would not choose to return in a time of relative peace. But when he decides to return, you can probably anticipate that there will be some kind of a major military interaction in the future. However, you will not be aware when he returns because knowledge of such actions could change many, many life plans.
What can change the future that you see when you make up a person's life plan?
There can be things that are not predicted. There may be small incidents that we overlook that become oversized in the effect that it will have on that person's life. It may be that individuals that are supposed to be soulmates meet but do not actually get along, and that can change that individual's life. Just because you are soulmates on the other side does not mean that when you get back to Earth, your personalities will allow you to get along and be happy together. So it's very possible that you may meet the person and you may get a divorce from them. There may be people come into your life that were not anticipated on the other side because of that. You see how you live your life and you make your own decisions determines how your life plan is laid out. We can't always predict everything. You have free will. When you get back to Earth, you can grow up and you can make decisions totally counter to everything that you anticipated when you were on this side. We have had master guides return to do major good things and wind up doing terrible things. Free will, egos, personalities, desire for wealth, desires for power. these are all things that enter into your life, and how you make those decisions are going to truly determine how your life plan is laid out. Nothing is simple. Everything is very complicated, but that is the way God wants it.
Can you ever tell us a prediction that will change a life plan?
No. We can try to guide you away from decisions that will change your life plan. It is only the guides and the angels that understand what your life plan should be. So when you pray to us, we give you information, as we've told you many times, and it depends on if you want to follow that information or not. If you follow that information, in most instances, you will find that you will live a life very close to what we planned for you when you were on this side. If you're in the association of atheists, people that talk against God, people that do not want to help others, do not want to coexist, but want to conquer, well, then you will probably make decisions as a result of those people that you're hanging out with. Life plans are very difficult. There's only one way that you can follow it, and that is through asking us through prayer and receiving the information that you need.
Do you see any major events in the near future that you can tell us about?
There are things going on that are going to continue. The inability of people to coexist is going to continue, sadly. What you're seeing in the Middle East at this time is almost certainly going to expand. Until people realize what is causing all of the problems, there's no way to solve it. The countries that are leading, Iran, Russia, China, these countries have got to stop influencing for evil. But with the current governmental structure, we are not seeing anything in the very near term that is going to dissuade them from what they're currently doing. So it is very safe to predict there's going to be continued military conflict in this year. There will be areas where it expands, and hopefully there will be areas where it diminishes. But it is going to be a very, very difficult year.
Are there any natural events in the near future that which you can help us prepare for?
There will be some dangerous natural events. The tectonic plates are moving very rapidly right now, and you're going to see some major earthquakes, especially in the Pacific. You will see volcanic activities such as you're witnessing in the country of Iceland right now. There will be a lot of tectonic results that you will see. Keep in mind that Earth is really a very active planet, that not far under the surface, you have areas of molten lava and great pressures, and they will relieve themselves. There will be areas where you will have some major storms. When the water of the oceans are allowed to warm up, such as they are in certain places, then that is great energy that at some point has to be expelled by storms. And you will see storms on both coasts in this year.
Can you see any chance of peace in the extended future?
There's always a chance, but it will be very difficult. There's so much hatred that is built up, and that hatred builds revenge. As long as countries such as Iran are allowed to stir up militias around the world, create terrorism, it will not be until the democracies of the world take action to actually stop the activities of these terrorists that you will be able to show real progress. It is possible that the democracies will get fed up and take actions to stop it. They have the abilities. does not necessarily have to take place through military action, but it can take place through economic pressures. Countries such as China and Russia, if everyone stopped trading with them, it would be a disaster for them and they would have to change. Iran has millions of very, very good people that live in the country. And if things were to help strengthen those people to overtake the government, that could always be a great thing as well. So there's always hope. What it takes is action. You cannot just simply hope. You have to step forward and you have to do actions that are often very difficult, that can be misunderstood by others. But there is always an opportunity. It just has to be taken.
Yeah. Laura, if you had just one piece of advice for humans for the next year, what would it be?
It would be very simple. Simply follow the commands of God. He speaks very simply of peace, coexistence, love. He speaks of influence the young, showing them what they need to do in order to grow up to become good leaders of the different countries of the world. His words are always the guideline. If you just simply use his golden rule and don't do anything to anyone that you do not want done to yourself, it is inevitable that within several generations, things would drastically change.
How do psychics gain information about the future? And is it generally accurate?
It depends on the psychics. There are actually people that do have considerable abilities to speak with their guides and spirits. If they have strong energies, if they've pursued doing what is right, following the words of God, then they will be given good information. They will not be given information to the extent that you hear from us, but they will be able to help individuals. After all, if they just simply understand the words of God, as I just said before, then you will find that it would be much easier to help.
Does a guide or an angel have a better understanding of the future?
It depends. A guide will have a better understanding of the future of an individual, but angels will have better understandings of the future in general.
What's the best way to try obtain information about the future?
Pray and ask for it. If you pray and ask, your guides may lead you to individuals that have the ability to contact their guides and speak of the future. We may be able to come to you and give you hints of it through your dreams. We may even be able to come to you and give you messages and meditations. But the best way to try to find out such information is simply to ask for it through prayer.
Yeah. Laura, thank you again for joining us. Do you have a final message for us?
Yes. I know we were supposed to be talking of the future, and as usual, I have to be fairly evasive in what I tell you. I can never let you know anything that will change life plans. A life plan is something to be learned on one's own and through one's own free will. So we have to be very careful of which we speak from over here. But just know this. Know that there's much help available to you in following your life plan. Pray to us. Ask for help, ask for guidance, ask for the angels. You will never be given definitive information, but you will be led. And there are many, many people that have been led to wonderful lives and have wound up following their true life plans. It's simply a matter of asking. You will never receive if you don't ask. If you hang out with peers that are atheists, do not believe in God, then you will be influenced wrongly. Just think of what you need to do living a good life. Think that you need to live at peace with others and coexist. Need that you have to show love. It's all very simple. So anyway, I know that the angels are waiting to speak. So thank you once again for allowing me to help. Good night.
Thank you, Laura. We really appreciate you.
Okay. She was full of energy tonight. We're now going to channel with the Archangel Orion. That's the angel of cosmic energies. We're going to investigate the extraterrestrial and alien world. Alien worlds are becoming very close to being disclosed. And I don't think there's anybody better than the Archangel Orion that would know what's going on. So anyway, Orion, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you, Orion. Will you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Through the ages, I have dealt with the energies of the cosmic. You see, the world around you is interdimensional. And as you enter the different dimensions, the cosmic presence becomes much closer and much real to you. Humans so far have been very elemental in their knowledge of the cosmic. They have often avoided contact with aliens. They have kept secret things that have prevented information from becoming available to them. But part of my role is to smooth the transition that takes place between different extraterrestrials and different incarnate forms. You see, there are many out there that have great energies, great information, great technologies. It has not been till recent times that humans have evolved technologically to the point that they can truly profit from much of the information that's available. So, since there has not been this great urge towards disclosure, I have kind of stayed in the background. But now that things are moving more rapidly, it is time that my presence becomes aware to more people. So thank you for asking me to come through tonight, and I hope that I may answer some of your questions.
I have no doubt that you will. So why aren't people aware of your presence or what you do?
Governments have kept interactions with extraterrestrials a secret through the years. There's a governing body that controls the extraterrestrials, and your government has had individuals sitting on that body, and there's been great communication. The leaders have felt that the humans are not yet capable of understanding and appreciating the alien presence. They fear that it will cause great fear. In the past, whenever there has been interaction, there has been many individuals that have proven they're not ready for the information. We all feel now that the time is coming that disclosure has to take place.
So you think we will have disclosure soon?
Disclosure has started. If you're watching the news, you will see that governmental agencies are being forced to admit what's taking place around them. You will see that there are many, many photographs now. Social media has almost assured the fact that disclosure is going to become public because it is so easy for people to communicate, and it is so easy for them to show that they truly exist and interact. So it is now inevitable, it is currently taking place, and it will definitely accelerate in the very near future.
So it's the social media, basically, that's going to bring it out big time?
It's part of it, but it's also time. Governments need to expand their technologies. They need to be able to show that they can advance. There's great pressure on the governments of Earth right now to learn to advance technologically and to coexist. Once disclosure comes a reality, you will find that there will be great pressures at coexistence.
Yeah. Okay, we have a question from one of our listeners. When the aliens show themselves to us, will they ever talk about the existence of God and Jesus to us?
Oh, absolutely. But you see, the existence of the holy deity will be a different form on those cultures. God came to Earth in the form of Jesus because humans were the form on that planet. on the other planets. He took different. He came to them, but he took the form of the individuals on that planet. For instance, when he visited the people of Robe, with which you're familiar because of your channelings, he came to them as a blue alien because that was the form that existed on that planet. So they will speak of their God, their understanding, but they will not speak specifically of the Jesus of which humans are familiar.
Thank you. What will be the long-term effects of disclosure?
The long-term effects will be huge amounts of technology the humans can learn. You see, humans have no idea how much is out there to be learned. The difference in dimensions, the ability to change those dimensions, the ability to transform shapes, all of these things are abilities that the extraterrestrials have acquired through the years. There will be incredible medical breakthroughs once disclosure is fully formulated. There will be entire changes in structure and governmental commands. Countries that have refused to get along with others will have pressures put upon them that they do not understand at this time. Within several generations of disclosure, you will see unimaginable advances in human culture.
Is there any chance that the extraterrestrials will try to conquer humans since their technologies are so advanced? A lot of people fear that.
Yes, many people fear the unknown, but this is not going to happen. Keep in mind that in order for these civilizations and cultures to have advanced so greatly, they had to learn to coexist and to learn the messages of the deity. They had to learn to live peacefully, or they would have destroyed each other. That's a lesson. Humans are in the process of learning, or they're in the process of destroying themselves. That is a sad fact. But disclosure is going to help to bring pressures of forcing different countries to coexist that have never been forced to do it before. You will see many changes. And keep in mind that the galaxy has got a political system of its own, of governance. When extraterrestrials come to Earth, they have to follow the rules now. The rules have changed as humans have advanced, and there are severe penalties for those that would break any of those rules. So humans are not going to try to take over Earth. If they wanted to have done it, it would have been done years ago.
Have any steps been taken to protect humans during the disclosure process?
Yes, there have been great discussions in the controlling groups. There is an organization which has representatives of all the advanced planets, and they have laid out guidelines and rules that have to be followed in disclosure. There will not be, shall we say, a shock attempt. It will be a transitional thing. We will not come overhead with this gigantic ship that blocks out the sun and petrifies all the people. It will be done with individuals that understand humans. Keep in mind there have been shapeshifters that have lived as humans for generations. And there will be a time that these people will be used to help out with the transition. So it is not going to be like stepping off a cliff. It is going to be a time of great understanding.
Will disclosure take place with any specific type of extraterrestrial?
It'll be a combination. Generally, shapeshifters will be heavily involved because they have lived as humans and they understand how humans think and what scares them and what does not. There will be examples of other types. Now keep in mind, we're not foolish enough to bring the 6-foot spider people in to do the transition, because that will be petrifying. But what we will do is bring in individuals that are similar to humans in form. Most people have seen pictures of little grays or gray aliens, and they will probably be used. I would think that we would not stress using reptilian forms because many people are scared of reptiles, but it will be an interesting and it will be a gradual transition.
How long have aliens been among us?
Aliens have been among you on this planet long before humans ever considered walking the Earth. Keep in mind that God tried to create life on Earth with life in the water. As you've heard many times, that's why you have mammals in the ocean. Aliens tried to aid those mammals to come onto Earth, but they were not successful. It was a difficult time, and there was no way that the original concept of evolution could take place. So, yes, there will be much help.
Are there any alien types that are a danger to humans?
There are alien types that could provide danger to humans, just the same as there are humans that are dangerous to humans, but they are well controlled. Keep in mind that we have the abilities to do things that you've never conceived of. For instance, if an alien would think about that it wants to harm humans, it would be possible for us to simply call them back and have them return. We can stop them from their actions since we can anticipate their actions in advance. You're dealing with a whole level of sophistication that humans have absolutely no idea takes place.
Does our military interact actively with any extraterrestrials at the present time?
Absolutely, and they've been doing it for many years. There are underground bases throughout the world where aliens interact with our military. In many instances, they're shapeshifters and have the same appearance as humans. There are places on the surface of the Earth that aliens interact with the military every day.
Wow. What have been some of the advances for humans that have come as a result of the alien interaction?
You've seen many, many interactions. We've helped you with many of your drugs. For instance, we assisted Dr. Salk in the polio vaccine. We introduced the concept of bacteria to your doctors many years ago. We have tried to do our best to assist humans in their evolution, and we have introduced them to technologies to simply do that. We introduced them to the MRI machine. I could go on and on with much. Many of the drugs that you currently have been influenced. We have shapeshifter researchers that are working in your institutions, and they try to help as much as they can. We have shapeshifters working in your military, and they have shown you great innovations in technologies that are currently being used to protect countries on the battlefield. Sadly, some of those technologies have been copied by other countries and are used in offensive manners. But you see, that is the great risk. Once we introduce you to a technology and it becomes public knowledge, we lose control of how that technology can be used. It is best if we try to train you in those technologies, tell you the dangers of it and the risks. And sometimes we see that you cannot be trusted and we guide you away from them. The last thing we want to do is introduce something that would destroy humanity.
So why hasn't disclosure completely taken place by now?
Several reasons. The governing body has decided that until now, Humans do not have the technologies to really take advantage of disclosure. They felt that there are too many people that live in fear of the alien existence. They have a feeling that there would be people that would react violently to it, and perhaps try to kill the aliens and create problems. There have been many reasons in the past, but if you're watching the news today, you can see that many things are taking place. It is a time that education and understanding is reaching a point that disclosure is actually required.
Orion, do you see anything that will further delay disclosure?
We do not see anything in the immediate future that will delay disclosure. It is time. Disclosure can indeed help lead countries towards peace. Disclosure can show technologies to peaceful countries that can be used to deter others from violence. Imagine that if we were to have disclosure and that the extraterrestrials would show the United States how to electronically deactivate all of the other nuclear weapons in the world, the great effect that something like that would happen. Never underestimate the technologies that we have and that are available.
Believe me, I do not underestimate at all. Orion, thank you so much for joining us and adding some more knowledge to us about this. Do you have a final message for us?
Yes. The main thing I want to stress tonight is that humans have nothing to fear from the extraterrestrials. We have been here for many, many years, and we will continue to be here as long as humans exist. It is our role to try to guide humans with technologies that will allow them in the far distant future to travel the stars. As you've heard before, all planets die, suns die, and there's a time that if the human race is to advance and to continue, that they will have to travel the stars and they will have to take up life on other planets. There are many ways that this can take place, but not without the help of those of us that have already traveled the stars. You see, many people fail to truly understand just what is out there. When you look at the stars and the Milky Way on a dark night, you see all of these blips of light. But you see, each of those blips of light has the potential to bring you individuals, extraterrestrials, individuals that have learned to get along, learned to coexist, learned to love. When you look at the sky tonight, think of it as a palette of light that is an example of coexistence throughout the galaxy. So I want to thank you very much for allowing me to speak again tonight. It has been something that I've looked forward to. They told me that I would be asked to come back, and indeed I am. And I hope that some of the information that I've brought you will help bring you comfort into the future. You will see many different types of beings exist. You will see many that will frighten you at first, but do not be frightened. Many of these individuals have served God. Many of the ones that will be selected for disclosure have been chosen because of their abilities. They've been chosen in that they could serve God in many of the ways that the disciples served your Jesus when he walked the earth. This whole process is not without great planning. So have no fear. Look positively towards it, and you will find that all will be well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Archangel Metatron. He needs to have quite a bit of information about the future for him to do his job. So we're going to have him come to us tonight, give us some predictions. And Metatron, we thank you for being here with us.
Yes, thank you, Metatron. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself for those listeners who've never heard of you?
I do many things. I try to help humans get closer to God. I help them to try to live a good life. I help them to do the things that they need to do to advance when they return to heaven. I help give them advice when asked. I understand what their life plans can be. And in order to do many of the things that I do need to have a grasp of the future. I need to see things that will take place and how that's going to affect their lives so that I can best advise them as to how they should proceed in order to get the most from their life plans. I have only one goal, and that is to help people become closer to God.
How big is your grasp of the future?
It can actually be quite extensive. A human life plan may be 80 to 90 years, which is relatively short. But I need to have an understanding of what will be taking place during that time frame in order to help give them decisions that will help them do what they need to do. When they ask me for help, I will sit back and I will try to understand what will take place. I will try to look and see if they met their soulmates, if they're happy, if they have families, what they need to do to lead those families properly. So I do need to have a fairly good grasp of the future. But I will tell you that the future changes. Each time I look to the future, it is based on situations that are taking place in the current time. As the current time changes and the life plans are affected by others, we must be able to adapt, and we must continue to try to always understand what lies ahead.
What is your most important prediction that you can give our listeners for the new year?
I want to warn listeners that evil is growing in the world. It can easily be defeated, but it can only be defeated by following the words of God. Today, there are many that are drawing nations and individuals away from God. Many college professors are proclaiming that God does not exist. Many of the schools are being influenced to take God away from the schools. There are many places where you will be ridiculed if you mention God. This is a terrible trend that is taking place. The trend is very difficult to stop. It can only be done by influencing the young. But I can tell you with 100% probability that evil will try to take God out of your world in the very near future.
That is frightening. Do you think it's possible or even probable for humans to evolve to travel to the stars?
Oh, humans are absolutely a bit able to travel to the stars. What it takes is the new technologies, the understandings, the need to coexist. They need to understand that their travel to the stars cannot influence the lives of other planets. There are many things that they must learn, but God's plan is absolutely for humans at some time to learn to travel the stars.
What do you see as the most dangerous possible future event that could end human evolution?
The use of weapons of mass destruction. There are countries that have absolutely no conscience. They have no belief in God. They try to destroy religion. They have these weapons that they've developed that they use as a threat to the rest of the world. The threat of mutual destruction is very real. And there are people insanely considering the use of those weapons. Countries such as Iran believe that martyrdom is the will of God, which in absolutely no way should take place. But they would use nuclear weapons in order to fulfill what they believe is God's will, even though they have absolutely no understanding of the reality of his will.
What do you see as the future for the United States?
The United States is at great risk because of its political structure. The removal of the concept of God from the government, the educational systems, many things are taking place that are putting the United States at risk. The gigantic national debt will cause great financial burdens for generations, and because of the size of it, it could affect the ability of the United States to defend itself in the future, and the United States will have to defend itself.
So you think the United States will be involved in a major war anytime soon?
At any time, war can escalate throughout the world. There are many people that want war. The political system of the democracies must join together and come up with a firm plan that will help provide peace. In many instances, it is necessary to have war before peace can take place.
What countries are the greatest risk to the democracies of the world?
As we watch from over here, we fear that Iran is perhaps the greatest danger. They have got a religious belief that tells them that they must destroy anyone that is not a member of their faith, and they're on the verge of having the weapons with which they can do it. The democracies must face up to this, and they must be stopped. They are the most dangerous. China and Russia are very dangerous as well, but they have economic problems. The future of those countries can be determined by how the democracies of the world purchase goods and items from them. North Korea is living in an insanity and has absolutely no compulsion against using their weapons. The democracies must also effectively determine what they're going to do with North Korea. But if you can solve the problems of those four basic countries, the possibilities for peace throughout the world increase exponentially.
Do you see any hope for peace in the Middle East? And if there is, what has to happen to do it?
Once again, for peace to take place, you must remove the leadership of the terrorism that is controlling the area. Iran, once again, is a great problem. If you investigate many of the problems that are taking place, I think you would find that Iran is one of the greatest individual countries that pursue terrorism and create problems throughout the world. As you've heard earlier, there are millions of great people in Iran, and if the democracies could figure out how to put power into the hands of those people, many of the problems of the Middle East would be saved.
What do you see as the future of Russia?
Russia is going to become a third world country through their actions. They've become a pariah on the international scene, and they are putting so much money into the military that there will be a point that the people of Russia will have had enough. The military will have many, many weapons and members, and the people will be living in the cold without food. When things get bad enough, you will see that the people of Russia will take the government into their own hands. But that may not be for some determined time.
What do you see as the future and the risks of artificial intelligence?
The risks of artificial intelligence are what humans make it. If humans can control it and do not try to use artificial intelligence in areas where it should not be used, for instance, you would never want to determine an artificial intelligence system that would have the ability to create nuclear war. you never know when a malfunction could take place and the switch could be thrown inadvertently. Humans must use common sense with artificial intelligence. If they allow artificial intelligence to run wild, it can be one of the most dangerous concepts. When disclosure takes place, the extraterrestrials will surely try to put safeguards into the artificial intelligence that is developed by humans.
What do you see as the dangers of global warming in the near future?
The planet Earth has warmed and cooled many, many times in its history. Those changes in temperature have created great violence with Mother Nature. Humans are influencing global warming. Of that there is no doubt. But global warming will take place over long periods of time, and it is very difficult to determine climate change versus simple changes in the weather. Humans must protect the planet. They have not done that effectively in the past, and they must do it in the future, or they will face great risks.
What do you see as the next general or the next great medical breakthrough?
There are going to be many medical breakthroughs, and they will increase rapidly once disclosure takes place, as you heard Orion tell you. There will be many different medical breakthroughs, but I think that the first breakthroughs will probably take place in the area of dementia and Alzheimer's. You are already seeing some drugs that are becoming effective in those areas, and I think that that will probably be the first great area. You will see breakthroughs in cancer care, and you will see breakthroughs in depression care. I think that those will probably be the first three to take place.
That will be wonderful. What is your advice for humans to prosper into the future?
If you want to prosper into the future, simply focus on the simple command that God has given you, not to do anything to anyone else that you would not want done to you. If you do not want war waged upon you, do not wage war. If you do not want hatred upon you, do not hate others. Learn to coexist and learn to love. Learn to work with others. If you've accumulated great wealth, use it to help others. The more that individuals are living happy lives, the better the odds that you indeed will also live a happy life. It's really very simple. Humans are noted to complicate things. Humans will make things so difficult for themselves. Simply look at things as God would look at them, and all will be well.
Okay, as we've been talking, there's much growth and evil and drawing away from God. Do you see any way to reverse that process?
Yes, but it can be very difficult. Right now, the educational system, in many instances, works away the belief in God. People have got to listen to the words that are spoken, and they got to learn to live lives that follow the words that are spoken. God only wants one thing, and that is the survival of humans. He wants humans to live happy lives, and he wants violence to cease. He wants love to control, and he wants everyone to get along as the souls do when they're in heaven. Emulate the structure that God has provided, and all will be well.
Metatron, thank you so much for joining us again. Do you have a final message for our listeners?
Yes. I would like to thank you so much for allowing me to come through again tonight. I know that you've put up with me on multiple occasions, and I hope that the words that I've brought to you have been of some help. Life can be very, very difficult, or it can be very easy. As I said before, humans are a complicated species, and it seems like they go out of their way to make it most difficult for themselves. The path has been clear. It cannot be more simple. When God stated the golden rule, he told you that do not do anything that you do not want done to yourself. What could be more simple? Humans have taken that golden rule and have destroyed it. They hurt others. They accumulate wealth. They build gigantic corporations where the employees are abused. Humans have been given a choice. Sometimes they choose to follow the commands of God. Sometimes they choose to not even believe in God. I know that sometimes the listeners might get tired of hearing how we speak to them. But you see, we have a different perspective. We know God. We are with his energies. We are with him in heaven. We know that he exists. And we know what our role is. We are to help humans. Humans need help. And all you must do is open your ears and open your heart, and that help will take place.
Thank you, Metatron. And you can prepare yourself. We will be coming to you again sometime.
Thank you so much, Connie. Okay, there's much currently taking place in the legal system of the United States today. So we're going to interview three famous Supreme Court justices next week. Antonin Scalia, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the recently passed Sandra Day O'Connor. This is going to be a very informative show. Don't miss it. Tell your friends. My 10th book, you thought you were going to get away without hearing this, didn't you? My 10th book, Modern Messages of the Archangels, is now available for purchase. The book can be purchased in paperback, hardcover, and ebook on Amazon. Signed copies are available on my website, barrystrom.com. It contains the messages of 20 different archangels. I guarantee you, if you liked listening to the show tonight, you're going to love the book. As I stated earlier, I put together this new video proving that God truly exists, proving what he looks like, and explaining the absolute incredible miracle of the resurrection. It is on my YouTube channel. It is in my name, Barry Strom. Please check it out and share it with others. It could be one of the most important videos that many people ever look at.
Thank you for joining us tonight on Channeling History. We've been working now for 3 years to try to bring you information that the truth about history by speaking to the souls that live the events. It's only understanding the events of the past where we can prepare for the future. We learn from our mistakes.
God knows humans don't learn from their mistakes. So anyway, all of our shows are available on our YouTube channel. You've heard that enough for one night. If you want to download it, go to podomatic.com. Just search Channeling History. So we hope you enjoyed our show. I'm sorry I've been having health problems, and we've been having to do some reruns. Hopefully I'm over it, and we can continue to get on with what we want to do. So thank you for listening, and please join us Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Pararex Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to Channeling History. Tune in again next week for another electrifying episode, as we never know who will make an appearance or who will come through the portal. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2020. Our story begins by Kevin MacLeod, licensed through Incompetech.com.